This is Tom Brokaw with an NBC Slightly News Bulletin. A day after his arrest on a charge of attempted car theft at New York's JFK Airport, rapper DMX faced even more serious drug and weapons charges when a search of his SUV revealed rocks of crack cocaine and a billy club. DMX says he hopes to beat the weapons charge by proving that, according to the NYPD itself, a billy club is not a weapon, but a medical instrument used in proctology exams. I'm Tom Brokaw. I'll have more on this breaking story tonight on the NBC Slightly News.
I think you really blew the lid off, Nookie.
Come on.
Buy it. You might like it.
From the west coast of America,
Monday through Friday nights,
expanding his dynamic range,
digging deep into the minds of today's hottest celebrities,
showing listeners the moral and social path.
It's called simply
The David Lawrence Show. And now, David.
7 minutes past the hour. What have we learned tonight? We have learned that Sudoku is nutty. It's sweeping the world. You can't get away from it. Sudoku is S-U-D-O-K-U. They even have a website, Sudoku.com. Just be prepared. It will suck the life right out of your work day, your evenings. You'll wake up. It'll be Sunday already. You're still working on the stupid puzzles. What else have we learned? TV and Film's Will Wheaton apparently got mono from Mr. Cranky at MrCranky.com in some sort of a lover's tiff. Who knows what happened there? And we're about to learn something that has puzzled me for the ages. Diane?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm very, very concerned about this. It's been brought up and placed into contention long ago on Saturday Night Live. Is, in fact, Orlando more goth than Tampa?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, it's one that, look, I'm just looking for answers here. I'm not, all I'm saying is, you know, it was brought up on television and nobody ever really knows. I can tell you after looking at the website for Stiff Kitties, or as we like to say, Stiff Kitties, it's clear to me.
Yeah.
Clear to me that Orlando is much more goth than Tampa ever was.
I think the scale tips that way.
Yeah. So I, with great gleeful interest, I read your press release and the ensuing articles on what you've been engaged with ASCAP. ASCAP being the American Society of Composers and Producers. Is that right?
Publishers.
Sorry.
That's okay.
and their their competitor BMI, Broadcast Music Inc.
Yeah.
And their further competitor, CSAC, which stands for something totally unintelligible in Gaelic.
Yeah.
but ASCAP, you're signed with ASCAP as a composer, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And what's the deal? You thought, well, there's no frickin' way that, and by the way, that's as far as we can go with this because we're on terrestrial stations.
I understand.
That I'm getting this measly check for 15 cents. I know I've heard my stuff on the radio. Now, you play goth music, so it's not like... It's not like you're getting played every hour on the hour by the local top 40 station, but you're aware of some airplay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So take it from there. What happened?
I have actually more than just golf music out there, David. I also, unbeknownst to my gothic fans, I also do jazz as well and New Age. So I have about 26 songs all told right now playing worldwide.
You do not want to let your goth fans know you do New Age. Oh, my God, please. Don't let that happen.
That's okay.
They'll start throwing Yanni T-shirts at you when you're on stage.
Nah.
All right.
But it all has a little bit of a strange twist to it anyway.
I gotcha. All right.
But, anyways, I've been writing for quite some time. Of course, I started charting back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the music that I do went into the promo libraries, which was made available internationally to programmers and buyers worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it would go to either background music service or it would also go to hard radio. And the place that was picking up on it, there's a chart that's posted now up online. It's been up there since the late 80s. It's called the Atlantic Satellite. And they mainly do other types of tracking, but they do also track digital signature songs that are being utilized worldwide.
So let's be clear on what you're saying here. The typical people don't know that airplay doesn't just encompass radio. I mean, the average person is getting more and more aware of the story of performance rights versus mechanical rights versus sync rights,
right.
Web rights versus broadcast rights, etc. But they may not know that it's not just terrestrial, American, and satellite radio in the United States where you get that kind of residual.
That's correct.
Okay. So, but yeah, like when people get into elevators and they hear AES or AE, you know, or they hear Muzak or whatever, you're getting paid there too if they use your stuff.
Well, we're supposed to be getting paid, yeah.
Supposed to be getting paid, okay.
That's the hitch.
And when you say digitally when they track digital signatures embedded into the music, into the copy that they play on the air, is data that is read by special readers, just as it is in terrestrial radio, to catch the number of spins that your songs are getting played, no matter where they're getting played, yes?
That's correct, Evan.
Okay. So I just want to give everybody the lay of the land here. So you'd think, with all of this technology that we have and all of the computer power and scheduling software and automation software, that you should be able to tell, even before the song is played, how many times the song is going to be played.
Yeah, and the technology is available, but the only thing is it's only utilized when it benefits the other party.
Ah.
If you follow me.
I get you. So, your music is being played. You know it's being played. I'm sure you've heard it being played, yes?
I mean, yes, friends of mine have heard it as well.
Okay, so they know your stuff is being played, and what kind of checks were you getting from ASCAP? And for what schedule do they come on? Like yearly or quarterly, or what's the deal?
How about zero?
So you got no money at all?
None.
Now, is this based on estimates or is this based on actual tracking? I thought it was based on actual tracking.
That's a good question too. If you go to the ASCAP's website, they claim to survey so many stations, you know, or so many hours. But if you really figure it out, it's really only about 100 stations, you know, if you do the math for a year. But you think, how many stations are there in places that could be playing this stuff worldwide?
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't ASCAP only cover outlets in the United States, and aren't other performance rights organizations around the world
correct on that,
responsible for tracking that music?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, all right.
But there's many, like you said, there's many outlets for the music, but they're only claiming that they have responsible to survey a very tiny slice of that.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact they do have the technology. Obviously, you know, if you look across the board, all the artists out there right now in all the genres worldwide, and that are getting some of their ASCAP royalties, which actually falls into a very small clique.
Are they playing some game that ASCAP wants them to play that you're not willing to play?
You know, and I'm not sure, you know, I would think so, yeah. I know that if you do research on the Internet and if you read the press release, on one end they're collecting, you know, royalties or license fees, from venues, sometimes unethically, and not just venues, but, you know, they also, I think, passed bidding it also from children's camps, you know, making them pay license fees to use their catalog.
I hadn't even gotten that far because, you know, bars, restaurants, stores that have radios turned on or have some sort of pre-recorded music services that aren't, you know, that you don't pay for the license in the service itself. Camps, we just broadcast from the American Camping Association this past year, and one of the big issues was the licensing of music, not only performed music, but sung around the campfire, for crying out loud. Let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back with Diane Demenke, also known as Sarah DeMort, of Stiff Kitties on ASCAP when we return.
Double mint gum. Be sure you always carry some.
Get lost in the green.
So fresh, you gotta try
it. Like a stretch limousine.
No way, you can't deny it.
Makes no difference what you're doing. You'll enjoy the pleasant chewing
of Double Mint Gum.
Be the luxurious one. Now that we remixed it, no need for reruns.
Longer lasting Double Mint. Feel the green, and now feel it longer.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
You reach for your Listerine pocket packs and pull out a strip. Your pulse quickens. Your eyes widen. Your mouth waters in anticipation. You brace yourself. The strip hits your tongue, killing over 99% of odor-causing germs to leave your mouth feeling so clean. All you'll have to do is exhale. Cool Mint Listerine pocket packs. Kill the germs. Feel the clean.
My husband drives to soccer, swim lessons, and band practice. I get PTA, play dates, and ballet.
Manny Moe and Jack help Janet.
But we both rely on Pep Boys. They have tires for his truck and my car at prices that fit right into the family budget.
Import or domestic, car or truck, we have the right tire for you.
And our low prices include mounting, a mileage warranty, and lifetime rotation.
Great tires at prices you can afford.
Pep Boys, we're car people.
Pet owners, save up to 50% at PetCareRx.com, your pet's online drugstore.
I used to buy heartworm and flea and tick products from my vet. Now I go to PetCareRx online and pay half what I paid the vet.
PetCareRx does it all, from calling my vet to delivering my dog's medicine at incredible savings.
Save up to 50% at PetCareRx.com. That's PetCareRx.com. Or call 1-866-PetCareRx. That's 1-866-PetCareRx. Percent savings may vary by customer, location, and order.
Good day, evil prince.
Hello, brother.
How's business?
Very well. Convincing people to give me their souls is so much easier since I've been offering them Trident.
Excellent. Who knew a clean mouth was so important to those mortals?
When your mouth just has to feel clean, get some Trident. Chewing Trident after eating helps fight cavities.
So, brother, may I have some Trident?
Sure. For your soul.
Can't brush? Chew Trident.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Baby boomers, bloggers, born agains, rappers, retirees. In America, we lead very different lives, so we drive very different cars. But one thing we all want is for our cars to be fuel efficient. You might be surprised to find out how many cars and trucks GM makes that lead their segments in EPA estimated fuel economy. Pickups, SUVs, vans. Cars so nice, it's hard to remember there's anything practical about them. So find your own road. Drive in peace and harmony. In the land of the individual, you still have a choice.
Tell me where you are, and I will jump into my car.
The most cars and trucks that lead their segments in fuel economy, based on Ward's 2005 segmentation. Only one car company could do that. Only GM. To find out more, visit onlygm.com/MPG.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Oh, that sounds great.
No.
From Los Angeles, this is the David Lawrence Show.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I appreciate it very much. 21 minutes past the hour. My name is David Lawrence. This portion of the show is powered by GoDaddy.com. Whenever I need to pump up my web presence, I use GoDaddy.com, the number one domain registrar. Their live 24/7 service can't be beat. Get domains for just $3.99. Plus, right now, my listeners get an additional dollar off any order. Just enter David as your promo code, D-A-V-I-D. Make your name with GoDaddy.com. That's GoDaddy.com. Don't forget Radio GoDaddy every Wednesday night, 7 Pacific, 10 on the East Coast. Corporate podcast over there for Radio GoDaddy that begins its life as the first hour of our show. Now, speaking of can't be beat unless you give her complete permission. Diane DeMenke. Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Late. It's late on the East Coast, and I do appreciate you being on with us. I know that, you know, it's 20 past midnight there.
Well, you know, when you perform at night, you get used to those kind of hours.
Now, did you perform already this evening?
No, actually, I just got back from Miami and Fort Lauderdale area.
Wow. And so you were performing there?
Yes, I was.
Now, we've been trying to find something that we can play of yours that we can play on the air.
Oh, well, I was telling your producer, you know, I don't know if you can get it, but if you go to myspace.com /
just forward slash, backslash.
Yeah, and then you're going to use the numbers 118-901-56.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It should pull it up.
118-901-56. She's working on that right now. So people can go to myspace.com. You really like MySpace, huh?
Well, actually, I got turned on to it by a fan.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of music sites out there, and I don't have time to put into all of them, but this one seemed to be really happening.
What do you think of the new incarnation of MP3.com under CNET?
I haven't checked that one out.
Were you part of the old MP3.com?
Originally,
yeah.
But I pulled out, things started going haywire.
Yeah. We tend to go to GarageBand to pick out our net unknowns.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one to go to, Artist Direct. I know it's tough because you've got all of these different places where you can have your presence, but it's hard to maintain them all.
That's correct.
Yeah. Same thing with sort of watching and listening for your performances. You try your best to listen to the radio. You know, obviously some, you know, the light FM stations you can rule out right off the bat, but you can't rule out college radio. You can't rule out independent radio. You can't rule out satellite radio. You can't rule out, you know, in-store outlets. You can't rule out nightclubs that play goth music and play the other forms of music that you compose and perform.
And
you can never cover the waterfront as well as you need to make sure that you're getting the money that you... Now, how much money do you estimate that you are due in performance royalties that you have not been paid by ASCAP?
Well, if you consider all my material from 2002, we're probably looking at anywhere from, you know, $2.5 to $2.8, maybe $3 million.
Millions?
There's other projects out there that I have.
Millions of dollars?
Yes, millions. I'm a bit of an anomaly because I do write across the board, you know, as far as from jazz to new age to soundtracks to, you know, gothic industrial and so at any point in time over the last few years, I've had more than 20 per month charting at any one point in time. Now it's 26. But one of the other things is, you know, I need to mention is the platinum that I received from the International Music Licensors Trust, which is based out of England, been around for a long time.
This is sort of the UK's version of ASCAP and BMI, right?
No, really, it's a company that actually has been in existence for some time, and it's been handing out primarily promo golds, and it's usually a precursor to, you know, an RIAA gold or platinum. But
oh, okay, so I understand. So they track sales and whatnot.
And plays. This is really based on plays, and I'm a bit also unusual in the fact that actually it's more than just a promo gold. It's a promo platinum or an air platinum,
right,
which means it's had over a million.
So now, you haven't mentioned this either, but you're actually a Grammy nominee or award winner?
Yes. Well, I'm a Grammy nominee, and one of the things that you and the public needs to know is that there's more than the top five that they see on the show.
Right. Now, we do a show called the Net Music Countdown, which is separate from this show. It counts down the top 20 songs on the internet, and we know full well Lily manages our charts, and you know we're tracking thousands of cuts each week, but unfortunately only have time on the air to hit the top 20.
Right.
And it seems that we can easily, as listeners, make the mistake that all that counts are the top 20 or 40 or 100 or whatever. But the fact of the matter is that working musicians, no matter what your stage act is, no matter what your approach is, your theme is, your gimmick is, your band's orientation is, you're still working musicians that want to make a living playing music.
Correct.
And when the organization that you put your trust in isn't... Now, I'm on the other end of things. I can't understand why this doesn't work. I pay ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC money every year based on what I play. Actual cuts, what I play. They know what I play every year. All of my radio stations that carry the show, they get playlists every week. And I remember, you know, I've been in radio for 30 years. I remember what was, you know, BMI week, when basically we had to write down every cut that we played, and later it was replaced by the automation system spitting out every cut that we played. But 168 hours a week, at least 10 songs an hour if you're working at a music station that you know, positioned themselves as the most music, you're talking about 1,600, nearly 1,700 songs every week that are not estimated, that are not maybe, not could have, perhaps they did.
Right.
You know?
They're actual.
They're actual tracks, tracking of what's going on. And on top of this, as you mentioned, you've got BDS and MediaScan, which knows exactly all the time what tracks are being played, because embedded into every cut is data that is read by automated computers. Used to be human beings would get a compressed tape every day, and they were really good at picking out 5 seconds of a song and knowing what had been played. But
yeah.
Now you've got automation involved. There should be no question as to what you've got, what Usher's got, what Rob Zombie's got, what I've got, what the guy who wrote the theme from Law & Order gets. There should be no question. Why is this not happening?
Well, that's a good question, David.
you started some work in this area. You started to go after ASCAP.
Yes.
And when we come back, I want to talk about that. I do appreciate you staying up late. And I'm going to be talking a bit about podcasts as well, because I'm sure this is a space that musicians are talking about as a new source of exposure, but also as a potential income source for licensing.
Yep.
And so if you would do me the honor, I know it's late, if you would do me the honor of hanging in there for a couple minutes after the top of the hour and doing the podcast with me, well, then we can play some of your stuff. Hang on.
Shortcut.
Also happening on the net 1 year ago this week, Sting was tuning up to perform with reggae artist Sean Paul at the Grammy Awards. Outkast had signed on to perform as part of the NBA All-Star Game, and these guys were in the studio with Beck, with Moby, with Maroon 5, with Lenny Kravitz, and so many more, recording tracks for Sly 2K. That was that tribute album to Sly and the Family Stone. It was the Black Eyed Peas. Let's Get It Started is at number 18 this week on the Net Music Countdown.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked,
come on.
Get it started,
come on.
Get it started, yeah.
Get it started.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
A body and soul, don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Let's get into it,
yeah.
Get stoked,
get started,
come on.
Get started,
yeah.
Get it started.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's
the time. Your kiss is still just and bang your spine. Just bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, come on, get started. Come on. Get started.
FantasyMusicLeague.com. They're worth it. They're at number 18 on the Net Music Countdown E-Tracks. The Black Eyed Peas and Let's Get It Started. They have nabbed three nominations for this year's Grammys in the Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group, and then twice in the Best Rap Song category. The ceremonies take place February 13th right here in L.A. at the Staples Center. You'll be able to watch it at home on CBS.
Coming up, another Net Music Countdown shortcut.
Stay tuned.
Clicks does it take to put a 20% dent in CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal? How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music altogether? We've done the calculations, and the answer is now a matter of record. Just one. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
I wonder if you could help me.
No.
I don't want to be left alone.
Maybe I should just fire him right now.
From Hollywood, this is the David Lawrence Show.
Becoming a millionaire is a simple math problem. It really is. If you follow some common sense advice, you'll solve that math problem and bang, $1 million. Get my easy-to-read, instantly downloadable guide, 10 Quick Steps to Becoming a Millionaire. Right now at 10quicksteps.com. That's 10quicksteps.com. And don't forget, by this time next week, the Michael Jackson Instant Book will be out, and I will be the voice of that, the man behind the mask. It's being written by Stacey Brown, who is the MSNBC correspondent that's been covering the trial ever since. That'll appear on the 10 Quick Steps site. It'll also be on the Apple iTunes Music Store. Got a call out of the blue yesterday. Hey, you want to be the voice of the Instant Book when the verdict comes down? Although, who knows? Maybe the verdict won't be down by then. But that will be added to the cacophony of the 33 titles that are available at 10 Quick Steps, available at Apple iTunes Music Store, at Amazon.com, audible.com/David, my own little corner of audible.com. So go check it out, 10quicksteps.com. 25 minutes before the hour, my name is David Lawrence. On the line with us is Diane D. Menke. Am I pronouncing your name properly, or is it Menke?
It's Menk.
Menk.
Yeah, just leave off the E's when
you
pronounce.
Wow, I'll bet everybody makes that mistake, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
Because of Meineke and from the fact that I grew up in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, every fifth family in the Italian area that I was in was Menke. So it's Menk.
That's correct.
Diane D. Menk. And you created, and you're the front woman for Stiff Kitties. Four F's.
That's correct.
In Stiff Kitties.
That's right.
We have a link on the website because nobody will ever spell it properly. But why the four F's, if you can say on the radio?
Well, I can say on the radio. Actually, I just did it to be different.
Got it. Goth, industrial, a lot of Betty Page looks on the group. Love it. Can't find anything yet that we can play on the air, but we will play something during the podcast. And thank you for hanging in with us.
No problem.
It's like 10 minutes after that. We'll do the podcast. We'll actually talk about podcasting and how that's sort of affecting things. But, you know, I get a little bent out of shape when I realize, you know, the demands that are placed on performance outlets, whether it be this radio show, whether it be the radio show that I do that is the Countdown show, on the web, whatever it is, the restrictions are tighter and tighter and tighter through the performance rights areas, and they're reiterating themselves in the podcast arena to be very, very clear about what you are playing. Follow the rules. don't cheat. I'm the first one that says that's exactly what should happen. As you hear, we play anti-piracy PSAs on the show.
I heard that.
But the fact is that it's not making your life any easier. It's not making you any more money.
No.
If you know you have millions of dollars of royalties out there, what in the world can you do? This is an entrenched organization that is Byzantine in its workings. What can you do as an artist in Florida to get your due?
Well, let's put it this way. ASCAP has never lost a lawsuit.
And they are very proud of that, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They actually say things to that effect. Where did I read that there was some statement that was made, you know, we never lose?
Right, it's open and shut. It's up on their website. It's in their brochure.
That we don't... Now, in the case of they're not usually talking, when they're talking about lawsuits being open and shut, about artists suing them.
Major corporations, you know, like CBS even lost against them.
Yeah. You know, they go after somebody who's not paying any money into the system, and it's like, you know, you played this music, we have it on tape, you lose.
Right.
I think that's what they're bragging about. But unfortunately, it also, their legal department, it seems to me, based on what I've read on your site, what I've read in your press release, it seems to me that they are just as aggressive about defending the secretive nature of how they figure these things out. How do you break through that? What have you done up to this point to try and break through that?
Well, you know, I have, you know, had attorneys approach me to go on a contingency basis, but I don't think the courts are the way to win this, because if you read that article on the link in the press release, you'll find out that there's a good chance that those are bought and paid for as well. So that's a waste of time. And my thinking is that the public needs to be made aware, first of all, what they're there for, and then, you know, and also what their business practices are and have been.
What do you think they're there for, if not for the artist's rights?
Well, maybe they were originally there to protect the artist, but they have become quite fat, and so they're always looking for other places where they can find money, but they turn around, and there's a very select few, like a funnel, that do get paid that are within their clique. But, you know, that funnel gets bigger and bigger, the top side, and that's why they're able to, you know, actually have on board, you know, attorneys.
Well, you would think that the big players have as much success going after them as a little player would be, and I'm not saying that your talents are little, but you're certainly less there's less money in the system for you than there would be for, say, you know, Green Day or The Killers or somebody who is on the charts and being played on a regular basis.
Right.
They too are most likely getting screwed here, aren't they?
Well, that's a good point. There are other artists over the years that have been. Well, I can, you know, for sure tell you that the Vandor artists that are on my general license or labels are also getting the same thing.
So, again, if you know you can't win the lawsuit, if talking with them results, I mean, we haven't even talked about the fact they couldn't find your membership.
Yeah.
What was that story all about?
That I'm not sure, you know. I'm a member also of the American Federation of Musicians. And when I tried to do it myself and didn't get anywhere, I actually...
Tried to do what yourself?
Tried to go and communicate with ASCAP, and I never got a response back, or, you know, a call and somebody's not in the office, or, you know, the person you need to speak to is another department, you know, whatever excuse they could come up with. But when I got the American Federation of Musicians involved, a gentleman by the name of Dick Gabriel out of the California office knew of this lady, Margaret Spodig, and they were actually good friends when this all started. Come to find, you know, later, they have not spoke since he got her involved.
So in other words, bringing this issue to light, this issue of artists not being fairly compensated, or at least not being able to confirm whether they're being fairly compensated, has caused a rift between one of the principals in AF&M and ASCAP.
That's correct. which is in my favor because even, you know, the unions are, you know, across the board are not as strong as they used to be, but the American Federation of Musicians is a union that is actually gaining strength, and they may not financially be there, but they are certainly there in the clout, and to be looked at by them in a bad light is not a good thing in the music industry. Certainly don't want to be expelled from the union, because that's a really bad thing.
Now, you're not in danger of being expelled from the union, are you?
Not at all, actually. The union is, you know, continuing to pursue this, and there's more to come.
Yeah. Now, what does it take to be, I mean, I know what it takes to be a member of SAG, a member of AFTRA, a member of Actors Equity. What does it take to be a member of the American Federation of Musicians?
Really, there's membership dues that you pay, and of course you fill out an application.
Do you have to go do an audition?
No, you don't have to do an audition. That's not required. And you've just got to be in good standing with them, you know, and have good ethics and business practices.
And do you have to agree to not do non-union gigs?
That is not true, you know, but if you do take a union gig, then it's your obligation to contribute because they've secured that work for you.
So in other words, this is actually a union unlike SAG and unlike AFTRA and unlike Actors Equity, more like a true union where there would be a union hall and occasionally, you know, there's a trombonist hanging around and somebody needs a trombonist for a commercial. They will call up AFM and say, hey, do you get anybody we can use? And they'll actually send people out.
That's correct. That's how they work.
Okay. So that's an interesting approach because that certainly doesn't happen in any of the other performing arts. I can tell you that, yeah, they have showcases and stuff, but they have, as guilds and as federations, they have completely, you know, pushed back that whole function to the casting directors and the agents and managers who do that work for them. They don't. There's nobody hanging around the union hall here in Los Angeles at SAG or at AFTRA, which would be fun to hang around because it's a nice building. But there's nobody hanging around there waiting for somebody to call and say, hey, we need a 5'9" pudgy guy with bald hair, you know, with a bald head to get come down here and be a clown. Nobody's waiting for that.
Yeah.
So okay, so you've got the AFM on your side.
Yep.
And your all of your catalog is with ASCAP.
That's correct.
What's to stop you from moving your catalog to BMI or to CSAC?
Well, I could do that, but actually I'm going to keep it, and also there are rules and regulations, if you read them online, that if you are in the middle of a dispute, you know, they're not able to drop you and you're not able to drop them. Which
makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Because
right.
you don't want them to, like, in the middle of all this go, yeah, well, we lost your stuff.
Yeah.
Although they kind of did that to you. They kind of couldn't find your ASCAP membership, and then you finally got it. Now, you've been working on this for how long?
Well, this project since 2002.
So you've been trying to figure out how much money they owe you for over 2 years.
That's correct.
And you've received absolutely no money from them at all in royalties in that entire time period?
In that entire time period.
Wow, this is just amazing. All right, we're going to talk more with Diane D. Mink. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. She's got an Air Platinum Award under her belt. She's a 6-time Grammy nominee, and she can't seem to wring any money out of ASCAP. So we'll find out more about this when we come back. Stay right where you are. It's the David Lawrence Show. Back in a moment. Hey, it's David Lawrence, and Bob Parsons, who is the president and founder of GoDaddy, who you've been listening to during the show, he asked me to help him get Radio GoDaddy started and to reach out to folks like you because it's important to him and to the people that work for the company to have informed and involved customers. You can get all the details on this show at RadioGoDaddy.com. But the more you know about the Internet, how it affects you, how you can succeed by being a part of it, the more likely you are to become a GoDaddy customer. That's all there is to it. Now, apart from that, I can't think of any company or chief executive more willing to step up and address contentious and often polarizing issues. It's part of his nature. Check out BobParsons.com, as well as the new site he set up at TheDangerOfNoPrivacy.com. I join with Bob and GoDaddy in urging you to get involved. Think of the Internet as you would your hometown or your country. Your voice can help make it the place you want to be. Go to GoDaddy.com. If you buy anything there, use David as your checkout code. Get a dollar off. That's GoDaddy.com.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
Strawberry has arrived and you won't believe your eyes. Creamy pastel pink, even better than you think. To the Cool Whip.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
Hear that? That's you putting me away in your mental file of pot-smoking losers. Like you know who I am and where I fit. Just by looking at me. Well, you're wrong. What you don't see is that I'm a thinker. An uncle. And the last thing I lit up was a rugby scoreboard. Drugs aren't me. My life is my decision. I am my anti-drug.
Paid for by ONDCP.
Wherever your allergies strike, there's a non-drowsy medicine that lets you do something wonderful. Breathe again. It's Allivert, allergy and sinus. It relieves sinus pressure, stops runny nose, and clears your nasal congestion so you can breathe again. Inside, outside, wherever you are. Get non-drowsy allergy and sinus relief even Claritin can't beat without a prescription. Allivert, allergy and sinus. The right relief, wherever you are. Use as directed.
Horse owners. Mosquito season is here. Billions of mosquitoes are putting horses at risk for deadly West Nile virus. Last year, over 14,000 equine cases of West Nile were reported. One in three clinically affected horses will die. Can you afford to leave them unprotected? Ask for the first choice in proven protection, West Nile Innovator Vaccine. It's preferred by veterinarians and trusted by horse owners coast to coast, with millions of doses safely given. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator Vaccine from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
And as you can see, the data suggests that the, I'm sorry, but doesn't anyone see that extremely large meteor headed this way?
Not many things knock you out like a migraine.
She's all right.
Get up, there are clients here.
But you can knock out a migraine with Ralpax. Ralpax Alitriptan Hydrobromide relieves migraine pain and symptoms such as nausea and sensitivity to light and sound. For some people, it starts to work in 30 minutes. Ask your doctor. Call 1-866-3-RALPAX or go to RELPAX.com. Ralpax. Don't let a migraine keep you down. Only your doctor can decide if Ralpax is right for you. If you have certain types of heart disease, a history of stroke, TIA, or uncontrolled blood pressure, you should not take Ralpax. Very rarely certain people, even some without heart disease, have had serious heart-related problems. Talk to your doctor if you have risk factors for heart disease, such as smoking, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or if you are pregnant or nursing. Certain medicines that are potent CYP3A4 inhibitors should not be taken with Ralpax, so talk to your doctor if you're taking other medicines. See our ad in Fitness Magazine.
Would you give me a break?
From Los Angeles, this is the David Lawrence Show.
So did you see the story where Brian Wilson got into a screaming match, who are you, who the F are you, with Howard Dean? I could have predicted that 10 years ago. I worked with Brian in Washington, D.C. Yeah, okay, fine. 9 before the hour. My name is David Lawrence. Diane D. Mink is our guest. So thrilled that I got that proper pronunciation.
Great.
Yeah, March 2005, an Air Platinum Award came your way for your debut Stiff Kitty CD. Stiff spelled S-T-I-F-F-F-F.
Yes.
Stiff Kitties, entitled Maya's Book of the Dead. What is it about the goth thing that attracts you? What is it about the lifestyle and the performance aspect that attracts you?
It's very different, and that's me.
Okay.
I'm different.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, rockabilly's different too.
Yeah,
but this is dark. It's potentially offensive to people. It's got the
There's a strength to it. There's a power. And a lot of people that listened, and my old manager I used to have, he used to love to listen to it when he felt out of control.
Yeah.
And I guess it put him back in the driver's seat, you know?
Gotcha. Now, how many people in your band?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, it's just me.
That's it?
Yep.
So what do you do when you go up on stage?
I'm essentially a one-woman band. I have had other, you know, hired guns play with me, but I am the band, I am the artist, I am the musician.
Do you sing the tracks, or do you play an instrument when you're on stage?
I play an instrument.
What do you play?
I play keyboard, and I also do a vocoder and drum machine. Tracks are fed through Cubase and a laptop.
Cool.
I can plug in my guitar and my bass.
Nice.
So I can do it all.
Very nice. And you also make a lot of your money creating music that is played on the air and also used in productions. And we kind of haven't talked about the differences we have on the air here before, but we haven't talked about the differences between performance rights, mechanical rights, sync rights. They're administered and tracked by different organizations, and they're used for different things. And I think sometimes people all lump them all into one category, especially when they're talking about using music for commercials and for production work. Why don't you discuss a little bit the differences there, and if you've been as successful with Harry Fox?
Actually, I really haven't dealt with Harry Fox, to be honest with you. Here's my feelings, that the answer to this problem, David, is public awareness. And the only way that is going to be fixed is if we shed the light on the purpose of the PROs.
So let's make sure people know what PRO is. That's Performance Rights Organization.
That's correct.
Okay.
You know, and the difference between public performance and mechanical royalties. Let me give you an example. Spoke to a musician. He says, well, I don't use ASCAP and BMI. I use PayPal, and I use my trunk of my car.
Okay.
Said, but that's a clear misunderstanding on his part, that a performance right organization is there to collect performance royalties.
Right.
And he's confusing the two.
Right. He's talking about avoiding the label system.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, the royalty system with labels, as opposed to, you know, trying to be protected in some way. But if people look at your story, who cares if he's misunderstanding it? He's not going to get any money from ASCAP or BMI anyway.
Right.
So you're saying that musicians themselves do not educate themselves or are not educated enough to this issue and should be, and they don't know the basic differences. They know the difference between, you know, a G7th and a C-sharp minor, but they don't know the difference between a performance right, a mechanical right, and a sync right.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that's across the board, the majority. I've met a lot of musicians. I spoke at festivals, music fests, to artists, and ask them if they have a ASCAP or BMI card in their wallet, and then ask them, do they know what that's for? And most times, about 80% or higher, they don't.
They think what? Why do they join if they don't know what it's for?
I'm not sure. You know, maybe they just think it's the right thing to do because you're in the music industry. But most people really don't understand, and the public needs to be aware of that, too, and that's the only way we're going to solve this problem where the buck stops in ASCAP or BMI or CSEC pockets.
Well, what can a listener do? I mean, it's not like a listener can call up ASCAP and BMI and say, hey, I just heard that song on the radio. Make sure that Diane gets credit for it.
Well, you know, a listener can do something, because if the buck stops one place, that means it doesn't get another. That means, like the Lollapalooza Fest, you know, they were canceled. You know, the money is just not available out there to get the music out to the fans. And eventually, it's like a domino effect. It'll catch up. And let me tell you this. On MySpace, I have a fan group. It was started by Justin. He's from Oregon. He's an incredible, intelligent 25-year-old. And he's actually been heading off a group of people, fans of mine, that have been emailing ASCAP. And I've been getting emails, you know, coming in from all over the world because of him. And, you know, they've acquired new pen pals.
Right.
That's what fans can do. They can support the groups that they really like,
right,
by making sure they're getting taken care of.
Okay, now you sell your stuff through MySpace, yes?
No, I don't sell it, but they can listen to it.
So how do you sell your stuff?
Well, actually, the albums are available on Amazon.com, Target.com, and also Sam Goody's, if you're familiar with that.
So you actually go through the retail outlets. Do you sell direct? You know, do you sell downloads? Do you sell any of that stuff?
No, right now we're not doing digital downloads. I am with Van Doren. We pretty much have just been selling CDs online or at the show.
Have you not contacted the iTunes Music Store? I mean, you sound like a natural for them.
Yeah, that has been mentioned, but that would, since I'm actually am under a record contract, that would be something my record label would do.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, let me do this. Let me ask you to just hold the line for just a second. We're going to continue this in a much more raw form on the podcast. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, go over to thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on the podcast link and do so. Hang on, back in a moment.
David Lawrence.
Trusted Financial Planning.
Yes, do you give clients a written pledge to be the best financial planners?
What?
And can I grade you?
Grade?
What if businesses pledge to deliver superior service and then let you grade how they do? In real estate, GMAC Premier Service agents do exactly that, with an overwhelming 94% satisfaction score.
So I can't give you a report card?
You're funny.
GMAC Real Estate. Put us to the test.
Percentage based on GMAC Real Estate 2002-2003 Customer Satisfaction Survey. Equal Opportunity Housing Provider. Most firms independently owned and operated.
If you're age 50 or beyond, the best present you can give yourself is a reality health check. Get a bone density scan, a colonoscopy, and if you're not already taking the calcium supplement Caltrate, now's a good time to start. You see, Caltrate not only benefits your bones, it could be good for your colon, too.
The same Caltrate shown in a clinical study to help stop bone loss may also help reduce the risk of recurrent colon polyps.
So schedule that reality checkup. And if you're not already taking Caltrate, start. It's never too late for Caltrate.
My husband drives to soccer, swim lessons, and band practice. I get PTA, play dates, and ballet.
Manny Moe and Jack help Janet.
But we both rely on Pep Boys. They have tires for his truck and my car at prices that fit right into the family budget.
Import or domestic, car or truck, we have the right tire for you.
And our low prices include mounting, a mileage warranty, and lifetime rotation.
Great tires at prices you can afford.
Pep Boys, we're car people.
I say it's like fire.
No, I'd say blowtorch.
I describe it this way. Oh.
They're talking about the burn of indigestion and pain. How can you cool the burning fast? With Alka-Seltzer. Effervescent Alka-Seltzer is ready to go to work instantly to cool the burn of indigestion and pain fast. Alka-Seltzer with the refreshing lemon-lime taste. Nothing cools the burn of indigestion and pain faster. Use as directed.